Do you judge a person by their handshake? A lot of folks do, which is one reason why you might want to think about making that grip ever more impressive.
Personal trainer Fairfax Hackley has a strong handshake, and he's got some exercises to improve yours in today's Best Body Report. How you doing, Hack?
Outstanding. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So why is grip training so important?
Well, you know, Hillary, we spend a lot of time texting, gaming, opening up 12-ounce cans of beer and soda. Uh-huh. And so we really need to work on our dexterity. A lot of people suffer from carpal tunnel syndrome, arthritis, and is that a result of the fact that our hands have really grown very weak?
Let's look at the sports end of it. There are a lot of sports where you need a really good grip, right?
Well, think, Sean, of, you know, it's summertime. So how many sports, most of the sports that we do in the summer involve your hands or your grip?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, volleyball, rock climbing, paddling, rowing, golf especially. A lot of golfers can really, you know, work on improving their grip. We're still doing a little bit of lacrosse. So a lot of the activities involve some form of hand or finger strength.
All right, let's get down to it. What do people need to do to improve that grip strength?
Well, there's a lot of things they need to, besides working on closing and opening their hands, they really need to work on the extensors. So extending their fingers out, making their fingers or their hands as big as possible. Also working on pinching, so some dexterity, taking a thumb and opposing each finger on and off. Especially if you spend a lot of time at a desk, this is invaluable to keeping your hands strong and healthy.
Now, grip strengthening, does it help folks with repetitive stress injuries?
Yes, it does, because what happens is that, you know, we're doing a single thing over and over and over again. That's where repetitive nature of it comes from. So by changing this up and working your different fingers, you're actually working and improving your dexterity, which is the whole point of having healthy hands and fingers.
Now, back in the day, I would walk into a manager's office and they would have all of those grip strengthening things. They'd be sitting there squeezing their hands on balls, right? Or those little, you don't really see that anymore. Why?
Well, the reason we've fallen out of favor with doing the things that we used to do, from pottery, basket weaving, sewing, knitting, chopping, all the things that made our fingers strong. The reason being is that they weren't very effective. One of the most effective things you can do is squeeze a little putty or hang from a bar.
All right. Lots of good stuff. Thanks so much, Hack.
Thank you for having me.
And that is Fairfax Hackley, personal trainer, with your Best Body Report.